Thousands of translators work for U.S. forces in Iraq. Some soldiers say their interpreters help them stay alive. Master Sergeant Greg Cornejo is an Army reservist who's worked closely with translators when he helped train Iraq's police force. Cornejo bonded with one Iraqi in particular and began the maze of paperwork to get him a U.S. visa. Now, as Jessica Jones reports from North Carolina Public Radio, that friendship continues here on American soil.
Greg Cornejo decided to stay on active duty for an extra year after his deployment to Iraq from January to December of 2007. Right now, he and his wife, Teresa, live in a sprawling apartment complex in Fayetteville near Fort Bragg.
Welcome to our one little bedroom apartment here. So we have our little living room. Of course, that's my office here. At one table with two computers.
Cornejo, a freckle-faced 39-year-old, keeps photos from his deployment on his laptop. He pulls up one of himself and his translator. They're dressed in camouflage from head to toe. Cornejo is still concerned about the safety of his translator's family in Iraq, so he refers to him only as Peter. It's estimated that hundreds of translators have been killed, injured, and even tortured for working with American troops, although the U.S. government doesn't have exact numbers.
This here's a picture of myself and Peter. Of course, you could tell he's got his mask on, and that's how he pretty much, you know, kept himself hidden. And I just threw my mask up to kind of so we could look at each other. It looks like the Spider-Man twins.
Peter's visa application was accepted in September. He and his wife, Rena, and their two small children left Iraq for Fayetteville the following month with their life savings. Teresa Cornejo says the news was a welcome end to more than a year of worrying.
I knew that he really wanted to get them over here, and it made me feel better to know that he was working so hard to get them over here. I mean, he had me actually praying for them to come.
The Cornejos depleted their bank account to buy mattresses, a child car seat, and a stroller for Peter's family. They even convinced the manager of their apartment complex to let the family stay rent-free. Cornejo says it was the least he could do for someone who he says saved his life.
I always felt like he was my angel, my living angel on the side of the truck every time we went out together. And when we were in a convoy, I always made sure that Peter rode with me. You know, I was just selfish with him.
Even when Peter went home for the weekend, Cornejo says he would call in with reports of people planting roadside bombs in certain streets.
He would always tell us, you know, hey, that guy right there, he looks suspicious, or he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing or whatnot. So, and we would check that out as well. And 9 times out of 10, he's correct.
Since Peter and his family arrived in Fayetteville in early November, support from the community has been overwhelming. The Cornejos placed notices asking for donations in Fort Bragg's newspaper and on Craigslist.
Once the story hit the paper, the phone started ringing at 7:30 in the morning, and it didn't stop until a couple days later.
Well, actually, it still hadn't stopped. We've gotten so much furniture to where we can't take anymore.
Inside Peter's spotless ground floor apartment, his wife, Rena, is tickling their 18-month-old son, Ivan, as he rolls around on a donated queen-size bed. Peter, a slender 30-year-old, says it's still hard for him to accept the outpouring of generosity.
If you give me something, I have to give you something back. So well, that was really, really hard to me to accept all this stuff.
Like I explained to Peter, though, I think most Americans realize what he gave to us. You know, he gave us, you know, he kept us safe.
Next year, the Cornejos will return to their home in Georgia so Greg can go back to his job as a corrections officer. Peter may stay at Fort Bragg in Fayetteville to teach soldiers Iraqi Arabic. But if that doesn't work out, Greg Cornejo says Peter and his family are welcome to move with them to Peachtree City. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.